الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Let's get started with the Kahoot. All right. Study of Arabic words. The word al-Muslimu is مرفوع, منصوب, مجرور, منصوب or مجرور. MashaAllah, very good. It is in fact marfu'. R3 is meme. The tashkil on R3 is a dhamma. That tashkil, when you have a dhamma on R3 or two dhammas, that is a ism that is marfu'. All right. Where's Brother Salim and bearded caterpillar? Where are these people gone? A lot of the attendees are not coming on anymore. Okay, the word al-Muslima is marfu', mansub, majroor, mansub or majroor. The correct answer is it is mansub, mashallah. The R3 is meme and it has a fatha, and that is why it is Mansoob. The word al-Muslimi is marfu', mansoob, majroor, or mansoob, or majroor. MashaAllah, that's awesome. It is definitely majroor al-Muslimi with the kasra there. Great. What is the gender of al-Muslimu? Masculine or feminine? Masculine or feminine, people? It is indeed masculine. Alhamdulillah. Very nice. Al-Muslim. Next up. What is the number of the word al-Muslimu? 1, 2, 3 or more, or NA? Awesome. The number of the word al-Muslimu is 1. Like it's 1 Muslim, right? Not 2 Muslims or 3 Muslims or more. Make sense? Alhamdulillah. Next one. Al-Muslimatu. Status of Al-Muslimatu is marfu', mansub, majroor, mansub or majroor. Awesome. The answer is, in fact, marfu', al-muslimatu. Dhamma is not obvious here, but I wrote it. Al-muslimatu. That is our, it's marfu' because of the ta marbuta having a dhamma. Okay. All right. Al-muslimata. The status of al-muslimata is marfu', mansub, majroor, mansub or majroor. Okay, go please. Al-Muslimata is Mansoob. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. That's great. Al-Muslimati. The status of Al-Muslimati is Marfu, Mansoob, Majroor or Mansoob or Majroor. Correct answer is majroor, mashallah. That's awesome. It is, in fact, majroor. All right. Next. What is the gender of al-muslimatu? Masculine or feminine? Oh, Sister Maria, Alhamdulillah, you're back now. Al-Muslimatu, masculine or feminine? It is indeed feminine, mashallah. Good to have you back, Brother Salim. All right. What is the number of Al-Muslimatu? 1, 2, 3 or more, or NA? MashaAllah. Correct answer is Al-Muslimatu or Al-Muslimata or Muslimatu, sorry, whichever one, is in fact one in number. Correct. All right. Next up, the status of Muslimani is Marfu', Mansub, Majroor, Mansub or Majroor. Muslimani. Status. It is, in fact, Marfu'. Now, here we are with R3, it has a Fatha, but the letters after R3 are Alif and Noon. Ani. And in the case of a pair, we are able to, R3 does not tell us the status. The letters after R3 will tell us the status. Ani. All right? That's how we will tell the status. So Muslimani, in fact, the Ani will tell us it is marfu', not because there's a kasra on it. All right, mashallah. Three players lost this streak of answer of 10. Mashallah, this was a tough question. All right, the status of Muslimaini is Marfu', Mansub, Majroor, Mansub, or Majroor. Oh boy. You all got it right. Except Majroor. It is in fact Mansub or Majroor. My mistake. The answer is incorrectly selected as Mansub here. Sorry about that. But at least nobody. Sorry, that was a mistake there. I'm going to fix this kahoot, inshallah. Edit this guy later. Everyone's streak is gone. My God. Five players lost this answer streak of 11. Oh, God, no. Sorry. What is the gender of Muslimaini? All right. Muslimaini. Masculine or feminine? Muslimaini. Muslimaini is masculine. The feminine would be Muslimataini. All right. What is the number of Muslimaini? 1, 2, 3 or more, or NA? The correct answer for Muslimaini is 2. Muslimaini is in fact 2, just like Muslimani was 2. All right, alhamdulillah, that is our final scoreboard. My apologies for ruining your streak there, people. Let me edit this. MashaAllah, Sister Summer, Sister Rosanna, Sister have done really well. I think Sister Maryam, I guess, right? Or MashaAllah, you did awesome. Everybody did really good, alhamdulillah, who participated. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Let us try. Oh, yes, we can quit this. Sorry, let me change this guy. Ah, that's the one, right? Muslimaini is Mansub Majrur. All right. That will help us. Alhamdulillah, validating out. Okay, done. Now, because I'm going to send it to the people. How are these points determined? So every question is 1,000 points. And to get the 1,000 points, I think you have to answer it like as fast as possible. So it's by speed and by correctness. If you're correct, you get the points. But if you get if you're correct and fast, you get all the points. I believe that's how it works. Speed and accuracy, yes indeed. Okay, so yeah. let us, inshallah, start today talking about something that's very interesting, inshallah. Something that is the last remaining bit of our study when it comes to this stuff, the properties of the ism. The last remaining bit is how we make the plural, essentially. Okay, that is really the last remaining bit, and we're gonna try to cover that today. Now, the plural, I'll tell you just off the bat a little bit here, that the plural is it's a little trickier. Okay, it's a little trickier in the sense that what we're learning is certain patterns of the plural. Okay, we're gonna learn certain patterns, but then there's other types of plurals that in fact don't have any patterns. And that's a tricky one, right? That's when it gets really, really difficult. So we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, like learn those over time. But currently, we're going to try our best to... to do this, inshallah ta'ala, for the feminine version of this, right? For the plural version of this, sorry. I'm just actually, just give me a second here with the screen share. One second here, people. Okay. All right. There we are. Let me... All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, let's look at this ayah of the Quran. Okay, let me open this up. Okay, this is a very beautiful ayah of the Quran. This is the ayah number 285 of Surah Baqarah, the second last ayah of Surah Baqarah. Okay, Allah says here in this ayah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. Translation, the messenger has believed. Amana. Amana means to believe, right? And the mu'min is the one who believes, the believer. So the messenger has believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord. Wal mu'minun, and so have the believers. And so have the believers. What we have here is mu'minun is the word for the believers. Are you with me, people? All right. Let's look at the next ayah. The next ayah is quite interesting as well. This is from Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, ayah 41. Rabbana ghufirli, our Lord, forgive me. Wali walidayya, and my parents. Walil mu'mineen, and the believers. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the account is established, meaning the day of judgment. So the word here is walil mu'mineen. Walil mu'mineen. Walil mu'mineen is basically three words. Okay, in Arabic, the harf are often joined up with the ism and whatever else it is, or a fi'l. They all come like, you know, joined and written and spelled as one word. But we have to start to see this is word number one, word number two, word number three. So we're starting to take some slow steps in that regard. Walil mu'mineen, we saw something in Surah Fatiha in the tutorial. But here we have wa, which means and. Li, wa is a harf. Li is a harf for al-mu'mineen, the believers, which is an ism. All right. So here you have al-mu'mineen. You have al-mu'minun, the believers. You have al-mu'mineen, the believers. Okay. Why do you think this is the case? Status. Okay. What is happening here? Masculine and feminine. Okay. Believers. What is believers? Is it singular? Plural? Plural, right? Perfect. So this is to make this or these two patterns are for making a plural ism. Okay, these two patterns are for making a plural ism. Now, as I said, the plurals are actually somewhat complicated. But what we can say confidently is these two patterns generally are for actor, or these two patterns is okay for the actor and acted upon isms. And what we also can say is generally they are meant for masculine ism. Okay, masculine isms. A few things here that I'll highlight for you. Number one, these two patterns, mu'minuna and mu'minina. Al mu'minuna, this is the pattern number one. Let me copy this. Al mu'minuna and al-mu'minina are for making an ism into a plural, right? A plural ism. Plurals in Arabic, by the way, in Arabic are three or more. One is singular, two is a pair, three or more is a plural. Okay? So that is something, that's just how Arabic is. The two patterns here, al-mu'minuna, al-mu'minina, are generally for actor and acted upon isms. You can say more than two, but I just want to say three or more because like three plus, right? Like, I just want to say two as like, you know, definitively two, and then three or more than three. That's kind of, I think, a little easier way to phrase it. You know, you have like one singular, two pair, three or more plurals. Kind of like that. Inshallah, is that okay? Same thing. Two or more than two or three plus, I think it's the same thing, right? Two patterns are generally for actor and acted upon isms. There's other patterns here that we haven't studied that are included here. Certain other patterns like masdar, for example, are not. You cannot make a plural of a masdar using these two things, the words that are added after the R3 there. And generally, they're meant for masculine isms. Okay, the feminine ones is coming shortly. All right, so let us try to make some sense of this. Mu'minuna is believers. So al-mu'minu is the believer. Al-mu'mina, believer. Al-mu'mini, the believer. Marfu, mansuban, majur. Al-mu'minani, two believers. Al-mu'minaini, the two believers. Al-mu'minani, marfu. Al-mu'minaini, mansub an majrur. If I wanted to make it plural, the believers, I will say al mu'minuna, the believers. And if I want to make it mansub and majrur, it will be al mu'minina. Al-mu'minina. Mansub majrur. All right? If I make it, if I want to make it indefinite, what do I do, people? What do I do for indefinite? For indefinite, I will remove the al. Excellent. And should I add a tanween to this? Al-mu'min or mu'minunanun, no tanween. Doesn't even sound right. Mu'minuna, believers, and then I do the same thing. Mu'minina, believers. Correct? That is what we have for the plural. This is the pattern, one of the patterns. Generally for masculine, generally for actor and acted upon isms. Okay, I'm just gonna make this actually. Generally, used for actor or acted upon isms. All right. Plural. The anything that's we, as we learn pronouns shortly, inshallah, that will be a plural. The pair would be we, the plural would be we as well. Okay, we'll get to pronouns, inshallah, soon. Okay, some observations. Can you tell me something? A very basic, a very obvious observation about this. Any observations, people? Thank you, Sister Halima. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. Mansub majrur are the same. Any other observations? That's awesome. R3 Dhamma on Marfur. Is there... Can we say, just like for the pair, we said R3 is fixed, right? Can we say that? Right, we can't say that, right? So we can't say R3 is fixed. R3 is going to change, right? Another interesting observation, somebody already made it, I'm just moving down to it, is the marfu' and mansub majrur are two units of pronunciation. You see this? This is right here. Mu'minuna. This nu is how long? Two, right? Ni is how long? Two. Na in the dual or in the pair, we prefer to call it pair, is two, and nai in the pair is is one, right? Nay is one. So this is generally this is the difference. In the pair, the units of pronunciation mu'minani, mu'minaini, the sound would could tell you the status is changing. Okay, like the length of the unit. But the here the length of the unit is identical. Mu'minuna, mu'minina. Okay, it's just something to observe. Okay, somebody was trying to draw a parallel that the ya noon are in both the pair and the plural. And I'm going to ask you to maybe spot the difference. The difference here is that I is one unit, right? E is two units. That's really the difference right there. So even if the letters are the same, right? This is two units of pronunciation. Even if the letters are the same, really, in a way, they are very different because the sound is so drastically different. Make sense? Oh, that was supposed to be a two there. Sorry about that. That's not supposed to be a one. That's a two, believe it or not. That's a one. Okay? Right. So that is another observation that we have. And that's really all the observations we can make. I don't want us to try to describe everything in the sense of how it looks like exactly. Just things we could observe that are kind of like set in stone. R3 isn't fixed. We can say that very comfortably. Marfu and Mansub are two units of pronunciation. We can say that comfortably. Mansub and Majrur are the same. Comfortably, we can say that again. Okay, here's the pattern then, folks. Al-Mu'minuna. The pattern is, you have a al, the star, could be there, could not be there, that's fine. Whatever happens before R3 for us right now is not a concern. R3 has in the marfu' status a dhamma. In the marfu' status, R3 has a dhamma. Then you have a waw with a sukoon and a noon with a fatha. And this dhamma on R3 followed by a waw with sukoon is what extends the sound to two units of pronunciation. That is our pattern for marfu'. Correct. This is the pattern for marfu'. The pattern for mansub / majroor is very similar. Al, star, could be something else. Or could be there, could not be there. Whatever happens before happens. Then you have R3. R3 has a kasra. And then we have ya with a sukoon followed by a noon with a fatha. And that's where you have this kasra followed by ya with a sukoon, the ina sound. As you might recall, when you have when it's the two units of pronunciation, right? When we are two units of pronunciation, generally we don't write the sukoon, right? You notice here, between these four, this is two units, I didn't write the sukoon on the alif. Two units, I didn't write sukoon on the waw. Two units, I did not write the sukoon on the ya. But one unit, I wrote the sukoon on the ya. Right? That's the spelling convention of the Quran. The calligraphy and spelling convention of the Quran today. And that's also what we're following in our study as well, right? That is something that is an important thing for us to note, that this is, even though this is a ya with a sukoon, we don't write ya with a sukoon if it is stretched to two, right? We just kind of like let it stretch or extend by itself. Okay, now let's do some practice. Practice makes proficient. I was hoping for some silly answer, but that's okay. Alhamdulillah. here we are. I think maybe I should pro. That's good one. That's just a launch. No, that's not gonna work. Okay, hold on. So I make sure. Yeah, maybe we have to do this now. Who knows? Sure. All right. Yep, that works. Okay. I have this. Okay. I have this. My table. This is for the masculine. This is for the masculine. And what we're gonna do is we are going to split our view. And I am going to display for you this pattern right here. All right, and here we are with the table. So I believe this is a better view. Oh my God. Sorry. Okay. So, how would I make for Muslim the marfu' version firstly? Singular. Al-Muslimu. Thank you. This will be Al-Muslimu. All right. How would I make the Mansub version? Maybe make it a little smaller. What do I do here? Yeah. Al Muslima. Very good. The Majrur version. Al Al Muslimi. Right, this is our definite version, singular, the Muslim, and we're writing it as al-Muslimu, marfu', al-Muslima, mansub, al-Muslimi, majrur. Two Muslims, definite, marfu', al-Musli. Mani. Great. Two Muslims. Mansub Majur. Al Musli. Al Musli. Mai. Ni. Al Musli. Maini. Awesome. The Muslims. Plural. Definite. Here's the pattern. What do I do? Al. So I write the al because it's definite. Okay, I write whatever else goes before R3. Musli. And then R3 has dhamma. Followed by waw. Sukun. Followed by noon with the fatha. Al muslimuna. Al muslimuna. People, are you with me? Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's make the pattern for the mansub and majrur version. Again, definite. So I add the al. Whatever goes before R3 really doesn't matter. And then R3 has a kasra. It doesn't matter in the sense of its tashkil, is not our concern here. Then R3 takes a kasra. Muslim. And then you have Ya with Sukun and Noon with the Fatha, Al Muslimina. So you have Al Muslimu, المسلمة المسلمي المسلم المسلماني المسلمين the two Muslims المسلمون المسلمين the Muslims. And this is of course referring to the male version. Okay. The ism is male. All right. The ism is masculine. One thing that I meant to say here for masculine isms, I'll clarify something after we study the feminine in a little bit. Okay. But for the meantime, let's continue to practice over here. Now, indefinite, what do I do? For the a Muslim, singular, I make it close, Muslimun. Right, remove the al at the mean at the end. Excellent, well said, Sister Fazala. Muslimun, mansub, I'm gonna go quick now. Muslimun, excellent. Majur, Muslimin. Fantastic. All right. Two Muslims. I think it's quite straightforward. I just remove the alif and lam, right? Remove the al. Correct? Muslimani. And then I have Muslimaini. Again, removing the al. Walillahi alhamd. That works. For Muslims, the plural, indefinite. What do I do again, people? Muslimuna, same thing. Remove the al. And same thing here. Muslimina, remove the al. And there you have it. A complete table of all the four properties. Okay? Muslim, that is masculine. Definite. Singular, marfu, singular, definite, masculine, mansub, the whole thing is there, all the whole chart. Okay, pretty cool. Alhamdulillah. $1,000 question. Yes, Salim. I'm already laughing because I know something interesting is gonna come up. What if the group is mixed? Excellent question. All right. So, if the group is mixed, by the way, this is the ism is masculine. By default, we put masculine as the gender, and it will include both genders. It will include both genders. All right. So, if you have two men and a woman, you would that are Muslims, you would use al-Muslimuna. Okay. If you have a man and a woman, you would use Muslimani. All right. But if you have two women, you have to use Muslima Tani. Muslima Tani. So this is how it works. And I was going to make this point afterwards, but it's a good question you asked right now, and we should answer it right now. The masculine plurals can include both genders. Okay? The feminine plural includes females only. Okay? Generally speaking. Even if it was one man, Brother Sadiq. Nine women and one man, Muslimuna. Okay? But nine women, we will use the feminine version of this. Okay? Make sense? Yeah. Okay. So, make the actor from family one for the root letters Kha, Sheen, and Ain. Kha, Sheen, and Ain, please. I'll give you a few moments to do that. And when you're ready, just write that down here, okay? And inshallah, then we'll work with that word. MashaAllah, we have excellent. The students responding, MashaAllah. I will search for this root letter here. Kha, Sheen, and Ain. I think you can see it, I hope. Right there. Kha, Sheen, and Ain. Kha, Sha'a, Yakhsha'u, Ikhsha' al Khushu', to be submissive, to be humble, to humble oneself, to become humble, in a sense of like a metaphorical submission, right? Not like a submission like someone who's submitting to like a physical threat or surrendering. This is more like a metaphorical type. Okay, khushu'. How many of you have heard this word before? Khushu'. You've heard this word before, right? Very good. Khushu', like you say in prayer, right? So there is this humbleness and some submissiveness in the prayer, in the sense that you lower yourself and you just like say khasha'a bi basarihi, right? Or khasha'a bi basarihi, or is it basarihi? Yeah, bi basarihi, correct. And to lower one's eyes, that's part of like the way we pray. We lower our eyes, we lower our head, and we try to remain still. One of the meanings of khasha'a is also to be very still, right? So you see, like the Quran describes the dead earth as watara al-ardha khashi'atan. You will see the earth that is dead, meaning there is no movement on that earth. So the idea of khushu' is you've kind of like humbled yourself and not moving, and you apply that to the prayer. It's a very peaceful and a very still affair. Okay, al-khushu', of course, is submissiveness. Al-khashi', the actor, is submissive or humble. Okay, so we will take the meaning of this as, I will write this as al-khashi', al-khashi'. And we will make, the meaning we'll get is humble, right? Or the humble man. Okay, and we're going to put man here because we want to make sure we can distinguish between the masculine and the feminine. Even though I'm saying the humble men here, and even though the plural could include women, but just for the sake of our study right now, we're trying to really, you know, be like the masjid and really, really segregate the genders. All right, that was a bad joke. It's okay. You can laugh a little bit on that. How do I do al-khashi' marfu'? Definite, masculine, marfu'. Sister Salah's like that one, huh? Al-khashi'ru. Very good, al-khashi'ru. Okay, Mansoob, tell me people, quickly, what's on the last root letter? Al-khashi'a. And Mansoob, also very simple. Al-Khashi'i. Amazing. Awesome. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay. Two humble men. Al-Khashi. What? Al-Khashi'ani. Yes. Al-Khashi'ani. Right? The two humble men. And al-khashi'ayni, the two humble men, mansub and majrur form. Excellent. The plural. Al-khashi. Awesome. Al-khashi'una. In the marfu' form. In the mansub and majrur form. Al. Okay. Whatever goes on R1, R2, etc. Right now is not that important. But R3 takes here a kasra and then a ya with a sukoon. and the noon with the fatha, al-khashi'ina. Al-khashi'ina. Make sense, people? Humble man, this is, I think, should be easy for us. Khashi'un. Khashi'un. And then khashi'in. Correct? Two humble men. It's quite straightforward. I'll just copy paste this time and remove the al. Oh, where did it go? Remove the al. Khashi'ani. And khashi'aini. Again, copy paste. And I remove the al. Khashi'aini. Okay. And al-khashi'una, humble men, I remove the al, I have khashi'una, right? And al-khashi'ina, again, I remove the al. And what do I have, people? Khashi'ina, khashi'ina. You with me, people? Okay, this is awesome, alhamdulillah. This is completely the table that we wanted to fill. Now let's do a listening activity. Listening activity for understanding the Quran. Okay. Okay. Now what we're gonna do is the following. We are going to this passage has a few plurals. Okay, has a few plurals. The ones that we just studied, okay? And what we would like to do is if there's a plural that is a marfu', you can write MR, right? MR for marfu', okay? If there is a plural that is mansub or majroor, right, MNJ. Alright, that's what we write. MR for marfu', MNJ for mansub and majroor. Whenever they come, that's what you do when you type that. Okay, people? Not just one and two anymore. Just for this activity. Ready? Okay, let's go. Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قد أفلح المؤمنون
ما شاء الله
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا والذين هم لأمانتهم والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون
So that's very nice, mashallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Let's quickly go through it, shall we? Al-Mu'minun, right there, right? Aflah al-Mu'minun. This is Surah Mu'minun, Surah number 23. Surah number 23, Surah Mu'minun. Okay. Qad aflah al-Mu'minun, marfu'. Alladhina hum fi salatihim. خاشعون مرفوع awesome mashallah والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون معرضون is the actor for family number 4 أعرض يعرض okay يعرض المعرض معرضون right there okay والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون مرفوع as well فاعلون is the actor for family one. فَعَلَ يَفْعَلُ الْفَاعِلْ فَاعِلُونَ okay. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ حَافِظُونَ it is مرفوع it is the plural of الحافظ right that is the actor for حَافِظَ يَحْفَظُ family one. إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ correctly everybody spotted this as منصوب and Majroor, very good. Maloomin. Maloomin is a little tricky of a pattern. We haven't actually studied this, but you were able to spot it. You were able to spot it, right? Maloomin. فَمَنِ بِتَغَى بَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ عَادُونَ is also marfu'. It is also a slightly different pattern that we are used to, but still you were able to spot its ending. The after the R3, Dhamma and R3 and then Waw and A Noon. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Similarly, Marfu' slightly different pattern, but that's alright. You're able to spot the R3, Dhamma and Una. يُحَافِظُونَ Some of you, many of you in fact, said يُحَافِظُونَ is Marfu' and you would be correct. However, يُحَافِظُونَ is not an ism. يُحَافِظُونَ is a... It's a fi'l. Now, we will learn this, we will learn this in semester 2. How a fi'l can also have status. Right? A fi'l can also have status. It's an interesting little thing that we haven't... that will come upon. But not right now. But you are correct. However, it is not a ism, it's a fi'l. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ Definitely, marfu' ism. It is the actor of al-warith, the inheritor, the plural of that, al-warithun. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ Similarly, يَرِثُونَ was actually a fi'l, right? The ones who will inherit al-firdaus. The highest level of paradise, hum fiha khalidun, where they will remain forever, and that was also marfu'. Alhamdulillah, how does that feel? Like listening to Quran, able to spot some patterns, make sense of meaning a little bit. Alhamdulillah, it's awesome, mashallah. May Allah give us the ability to understand the Quran even more. Alhamdulillah. Alladhina in ayah number 8 is that a verb? Alladhina is an ism, but Alladhina is an ism that we haven't studied yet. It's a special type of ism. Okay, it's a special type of ism. When we study it, inshallah, Sister Maryam, then we will see what makes it special. But you're right in spotting the ending there. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. Okay? So, alhamdulillah. That is great, alhamdulillah. Now we move on to, after completing our study of the study of the plural, the for masculine plural, una and ina. Now, I think you can guess, just by process of elimination, we've done singular masculine, singular feminine, pair masculine, pair feminine, plural masculine. What do you think is coming up? Plural for the feminine, right? Or feminine plural. Excellent. Let us look at this ayah right here. Okay, this is surah number 9. I'm putting these ayat in here for your reference, inshallah, if you like to look it up afterwards. Also, if you like maybe like drive to work or something, or you have time, you know, these are the ayat you should try to listen to. It's obviously for the sake of blessing, but also for the sake of our understanding. For you as a student of Arabic and Quran, it is very important that you have this, like this input of the Quran being recited, because as you are learning Arabic, learning patterns, trying to spot things, the more you listen, the more, inshallah, that processing will happen when you know, you're not in class, and the more those concepts will become solid, inshallah, right? I really, this is, you know, for students of all levels of Arabic, whenever I'm asked, oh, what should I listen to? I say, listen to Quran. Listen to Quran, especially, even if you have it memorized or not, just listen to it. Listen to someone who's reading it a little slower, not like super fast, tarawih pace, so that you can kind of pay attention to the words a little bit, a little bit. Start to break up the words. In the Quran, if you open the Mus'haf, right? If you open the Mus'haf, this is what it looks like. It's like a, you know, like, it's like a straight line with no breaks in between. Am I right? It's just like, just a word after word after word. But when you start to listen and you start to spot these patterns, all of a sudden you start to break them apart word by word, and then spot patterns, and through that we get our meaning. So it's important to do that. Please do so on your free time. All right, this ayah, wal mu'minuna, believing men, wal mu'minatu, the believing women, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd, are allies of one another. Ya'muruna bil ma'ruf, they enjoin what is right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they forbid what is wrong. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, and they establish the prayer. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and they give the zakat, or they give zakat. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ, those Allah will have mercy upon them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, indeed Allah is exalted in might and wise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah is عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, exalted in might, عَزِيز, Hakim, wise. Wa'ada Allahu. This is Al-Mu'minat, right? The believing women. You saw that? Al-Mu'minat? Believing women? In the translation, people? You did, right? Okay, great. Wa'ada Allahu Al-Mu'minina. Allah has promised al-mu'minina, the believing what? Men. وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ and the believing women. جَنَّاتٍ gardens. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ beneath which rivers flow. Generally, when the Quran describes this, it is either a reference to how the Jannah is in a way that is just unimaginable, where the rivers are flowing under the surface, or it is that it is flowing so amazingly, it's flowing on the surface, but it's such an incredible view. It's flowing under the branches of the trees of Jannah. Okay, this is one tafsir of it, by the way. It's flowing under the branches of the trees of Jannah. So, tahtiha, beneath the branches of the trees of Jannah. And also, it could be that it's flowing in a manner that's so unbelievable, and the water is so clear and just spectacular. It seems like it's like... It's not like, it's like transparent. There's nothing there. You just look through, right? So it's a very amazing description that leaves to imagination what it could be like in paradise. Subhanallah. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا wherein they abide forever. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً and pleasant dwellings. فِي جَنَّاتِ in Fi Jannati Aden, the gardens of Eden, gardens of perpetual residence. Okay, Waridwanum min Allahi Akbar, but approval min Allah from Allah Akbaru is greater. Meaning, these people in paradise, they will have all like beauty that we can't even imagine in the way the rivers are flowing, the way that land is. Just a glimpse of it. It's just too much. And then very, very pleasant places to live. In a perpetual residence, you cannot, like, there's no fear of losing your place. It's yours. It's relaxing. It's pure. But the best thing of all of that is وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ that Allah is happy. And that is the most amazing thing for the believer. One interpretation of this is the believers who will see Allah in paradise. For them, that is the greatest pleasure, to see رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ that is the greater attainment, الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ the great achievement. May Allah allow us to enter paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Okay, so that is our ayat, and as you can see from the ayat, al-mu'minatu is the believing woman, and al-mu'minati is believing women. And I think it is obvious that it is to make plural for a feminine ism. Okay, the feminine plural is exclusively for females. Or feminine isms. The masculine plural includes both genders, or you could say could include, more precisely, could include both genders. But the feminine plural is exclusively for females. Okay? Now, let us try to figure out what we have here. The way we say female believer is al-mu'minatu. You remember that, right? Al-mu'minatu, marfu', al-mu'minata, mansub, al-mu'minati, majrur. And this is easy for us because we have added ta marbuta with a dhamma. R3 becomes fixed. R3 becomes fixed. Al-mu'minatani. Again, R3 is... fixed, yes, awesome. R3 is fixed, right? That's what we're looking at. R3 is fixed, but then Tani afterwards tells us it's marfu'. مؤمنتين. Again, RT is fixed, but then the tiny tells us it is mansub or majrur. Now here we have al-mu'minatu. Any guesses? Al-mu'minatu, al-marfu, or mansub majrur? Al-mu'minatu. Al-mu'minatu would be mu'minatu. Tu. Mu'minatu. Is in fact marfu'. Al-mu'minatu is in fact marfu'. No problem. Alhamdulillah. Al-mu'minati is the mansub and majrur version. Okay. Again, I think you notice and you can observe quite simply that the mansub and majrur are the same. Al-mu'minati. Can you also make an observation about R3? R3 is the noon, right? R1, Hamza, R2, Meem, R3, noon. R3 with Fatha. Yes, we can observe that. Walillahi alhamd. That's awesome. Alhamdulillah, right? Mansub majrur are the same, and R3 is fixed. It has a fatha. It's fixed as a fatha for the entire feminine chart. The female believer, fatha fixed. Two female believers, fatha is fixed. Female believer, the fatha is fixed. I was asking someone, I think, once about some observations about the genders or the way they are in Arabic. And someone answered like, oh, that's fixed. R3 is fixed because of this and that. I'm like, nobody, I'm not asking you for like some deep thoughts here, okay? Just what do you see in the pattern, the tashkil? Just tell me that. Don't try to say, well, the women are like this and that's why. No. None of that. It's just fatha. That's what I want you to see. Fatha. All right? Very deep thinkers, mashallah. Trying to relate everything in Arabic grammar to like some concept or something interesting. All right. So I'm glad you noticed that. Let's make it with the indefinite, huh? So what do I do for indefinite? What do I do for indefinite, people? No al, thank you. Mu mi na. Okay. Does it have a noon? Does it have a noon? No noon. So what do I have to add? I have to add a tanween. Thank you, Sister Fazana. I have to add a tanween. Mu'minatani. Mu'minani. Mu'minuna. Mu'minina. All had noons at the end. But this one doesn't. So this has to be mu'minatun. Mu'minatun. And what is this going to be? Mansub and majrur. Mu'minatin. Mu'minatin. That is majrur. It's mansub and majrur. It's mansub and majroor. You thought you could just remove the al. Why is it? Because of noon? Is this a rule? Why can't Arabic just add seen at the end of the singular, just like English? Well, actually, English doesn't only add s, does it? There is some peculiarities, right? We're just used to it. Not as much, but there are, right? Arabic similarly has these different patterns. Alhamdulillah. Why is it because of the noon? So the tanween, what is the word, what does tanween mean? Remember tanween? What does tanween mean? It means to add a noon. Remember that? Tanween means to add a noon. Yes or no? So here, when you're adding a noon in tanween, you add a noon sound. Mu'minatun. Mu'minun. Mu'minan. Mu'minatan. Etc. etc. But here, in this case, the pair, in the case of the plural, you're actually adding a noon. So no need for the tanween. Here in this case, you are adding a tanween because there is no noon at the end. It's a ta. Right? It's a ta. This, by the way, this noon is part of the root, right? So don't get confused by that one. Okay, this is just part of the root. Right? This is part of the root. Don't, like, you know, think it's something else. This is R3, right? I hope you don't forget R3. Right? That would hurt my feelings. Mu'minatun, mu'minatin. And mu'minatin for mansub and mu'minatin for majroor. So that's interesting. Two kasras will actually make it mansub here. That is an interesting observation. Marfu' adding atu after R3. Length of pronunciation is 2. At. See? Mu'minatu. But also, tanween is added on the ta if it is indefinite. Tanween is added to the ta if it is indefinite. Mansub and majur is the same with two kasras. Did you observe that, people? Let's look at the patterns. Let's try to make some sense of the patterns. We can't actually make one pattern anymore like we used to. You know, this doesn't really capture everything. So you have al, just start. We can have al, no al, whatever here. R3 with a fatha, that's fixed. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. Then you have atu, if the al is there. But if there's no al, this becomes a tun for the marfu'. And the ati for the mansub, or atin for the mansub, majroor, sorry, if there is no al. People, are you with me? Let's practice, inshallah. With practice, we'll get it. Okay, let's try to get, firstly, muslima. The female Muslim, marfu', help me out. Al-Muslima. Two, very good. Okay, mansub. Al muslimata. Majroor. Al muslimati. Excellent. Two female Muslims. Al muslima. Thank you. Mansub majroor al muslima taini. Jameel, jameel, mashallah. المسلمتين awesome منصوب مجرور. Now all right, definite, the two female Muslims. I need to put an al. Where do I have people? Al, whatever goes before, musli, R3, my meme. Ma, muslima, and then I put a tun or two. Two, right? Al-Muslima, two. Remember, Tanween and Al can be together, right? Tanween and Al can be together. And here, in the Mansub slash Majroor version, what do I have? I have Al, because it's definite. Muslima, Muslima, T. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. Al-Muslimati, right? Make sense? Alhamdulillah. A female Muslim. This is good. I remove the Al. What do I do? I'm making it indefinite. So I remove the Al. Let's make it Mus. Wait, hold on. What happened here? Mus. Li. Ma. Tun muslimatan and muslimatin. People, you with me? Muslimatun, muslimatan, muslimatin. Muslimatani, quite straightforward. To make it indefinite, I just remove the al. Correct? And al-muslimataini, again, muslimataini. Amazing. Muslimataini. Now, for the female Muslims, indefinite, marfu'. What do? People, help me out here. Come on. No al, thank you. So I start with Musli, I get to my R3. Ura fatha. Atun. Muslimatun. All right. And in my mansub and majur form, Muslima. Musli. R3 with fatha. Alif. Ta. And what do I have? Tan, no. Muslima. Tin. Kasra. Alhamdulillah. You see that, people? That's awesome, mashallah. Muslimatun, muslimatin. Muslimatun, muslimatan, muslimatin. A female Muslim. Muslimatani, two female Muslims. Muslimataini, two female Muslims. Muslimatun, female Muslims, marfu' form. Muslimatin, female Muslims, mansub and majrur form. Are you with me, people? We only have one more table and just a small summary at the end, okay? Let me do a copy paste to make it a little easy for you, okay? I don't want to... Okay, al-kha-shi'u. I want to make it into feminine, people. What do I do? Singular. feminine. مرفوع علاتها مربوطة, but also R3 فتحة. Yes, R3 فتحة is the man or the فتحة. الخاشعة two. And that can actually the woman, right? Because it's for the female. Never mind. الخاشعة two. الخاشعة تا. And the مجرور الخاشعتي. الخاشعتي. Awesome. الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. Let me go get the pair. Okay. Here's the pair. Let me scroll back down. All right, here I am. Al-Khashi'ani is the two humble men. How do I make two humble women? Al-Khashi'a. Okay, we have a guest today. Al-Khashi'a. Tani. Al-Khashi'a Tani, correct? And الخاشعيني becomes الخاشعتيني. Baby is trying to eat random things here. Okay, now we are trying to make the humble woman. I mean, جزاكم الله خير. The humble woman in the مرفوع form. Al. Thank you. Anybody else? I know you're tired. It's the last few minutes. Al-Khashi'atu, right? Khashi'atu, very nice. And finally, T, very good. Let's make the humble women. Let's make the plural first. Okay, what do I have? No al kha shi a marfu' khashi'atun. Jamil. And the mansub and majrur version is kha chi a khashi'atan. No, khashi'atin. Yay, khashi'atin, right? The rest of this is, I think, like quite straightforward. We can fill that in, inshallah, in a little bit. I'll fill it in for you and for the sake of the notes. Quick summary of the properties, the four properties of the ism. Okay? We have these four properties that we can define all the isms with. The first one is status. What are the statuses? We have marfu', mansub, or majrur. Correct? Then I have number. Number I have singular, right? Pair or plural, three or more. Correct? I have gender. This baby has my thumb in her mouth. What is this? What is going on here? Gender. Eat your own hand. Don't eat my hand. Masculine or feminine, right? Very nice. And lastly, it's okay. Lastly is type, which is barakallahu jazakallahu khairan salim. Type is definite or indefinite. Say bye to everybody.
Bye.
All right.
Definite or indefinite. Alhamdulillah. So that, folks, are the four properties of the ism. Walillahi alhamd. As you can see, we can describe a word. Take a word, Muslim, actor, and then put a bunch of tashkils on the R3, right? Put a bunch of tashkils on them. Muslimu, Muslima, Muslimi. Tanween, Muslimun, Musliman, Muslimin. Make it into a pair. Muslimani, Muslimaini. Make it into plural. Muslimuna, Muslimina. Then we can take it and make it into feminine. Muslimat, al-Muslimatu. Muslimata, Muslimati. Make it into indefinite. Muslimatun, Muslimatan, Muslimatin. Make it into two female. Muslimatani. Marfu'. Two females, mansub majrur. Muslimataini. Plural for females. Muslimat. Muslimat, again plural. Al-Muslimatu, al-Muslimati. These are the, this is, folks, the four properties of the ism, alhamdulillah. With that, we have reached the end of our study of the properties of the ism. We still have to cover pronouns. We still have some of these special isms like al-Ladina that we haven't really talked about just yet. But we're going to start, inshallah, sentences on Thursday. Now, the unfortunate situation is Thursday night's class will be a recording for you all. Okay? I really hope. Will you be able to watch it? Please tell me. Because I'm going to record it. Yes, 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 yes. By all means. If you can attend the Shams class, by all means, please come to that. That would be awesome. But those of you who are attending live, 7 a.m. indeed, yes, yes. Those of you who are attending live in the evening, please, please, please watch the class. You'll have a week to do so, inshallah, so that when we come back, we're able to, you know, go into the study, inshallah. Is that okay? All right. There's no tutorial this weekend, but you will have a practice worksheet, inshallah, practice worksheet for you to practice on your own, and inshallah get better. And there will be like a key for it if you want to check your answers. And you can also obviously email the TAs. And there's going to be a couple of Kahoots that I'll send during the break that you can inshallah check out and see, and then to keep up with the keep the learning momentum going, inshallah. Sounds good. Jazakumullah khairan, everybody. Inshallah, I will see you all there. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah khair, brother Salim. Inshallah, you all will be in my du'as 100% for sure. Ameen, Ameen is very beautiful du'a. And inshallah, I'll see you all, the Qamar group, inshallah, when I come back. I will not have hair probably. I'll be bald at that time. Alhamdulillah, so it'll be nice. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Salam Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته